G'day, Alan Langer here. They reckon the Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man is lifting podcasting to new heights. I reckon they could use a bit of a boost from Height for Hire myself. Call 1-800-HEIGHT or go to heightforhire.com.au.
You've been texting Hollywood superstars pretty early in the morning, Moon Man.
Yeah, Rusty Crowe hit me up last night and I didn't return the call until 4:13 this morning as a power play just to show him that I'm a tough man up early. He got straight back to me.
Yeah, okay. I taught Marto all about the love languages. He wasn't interested in the beginning, but then he learned something.
Could help me. And Wayne Bennett paying more money for big guys these days than he ever has.
I've already established that I have a friendship with Russell Crowe. We've done some work together. I've entertained the Rabbitohs before Melbourne Storm games down in Melbourne. Mm. And I've run into Russ a few times and he's occasionally sent me a text, you know, are you in Sydney?
He's invited you to go to the game and be in the corporate box at the Rabbitohs before, hasn't he?
Yeah. So last night, actually, while I was on Kennedy Malloy, I got a text from Russ and I just went, I just got a text from Russ. And Mick Malloy said, oh yeah, so did I. So I was worried he might be group texting.
Oh, was Mick kidding?
That our friendship wasn't genuine. No, yeah. Mick did get one. Oh. But his was just like, g'day, mate, what are you up to? Mine had a little bit more detail. Ooh, so they okay. were different messages. Mine what? Was, hey, man, how's things? I'm in Melbourne. Where are you? So I get excited when Russ texts me. So I didn't get around to texting him last night. But this morning I went for a power play.
Just one second. Hold on. Yeah. Russell Crowe texts you and you don't text straight back. What have you got more important to do?
No, I don't want to seem too desperate, Marto.
Excuse me. Someone's having a conversation with you and you've just turned your back.
No, I haven't. That's right. I've got other things on.
And what then, you know, what have you got on? Remember that last time?
No. Sometimes Russ is shooting the mummy. I've got my triple M work.
Wait. Just for people who have missed it, there has been one time where you told us. Remember he texted and said, I've just finished shooting. Was it the mummy with Tom Cruise?
No. That was an actual conversation face to face.
That's right.
When he goes, yeah, g'day, Lawrence. And I said, oh, g'day, Russ. How you going? And he goes, yeah, good. And I said, what have you been up to? And he goes, I just finished shooting the mummy with Tom Cruise. What have you been up to?
Had
lunch with me mum.
All right. So anyway, you had a chance to text him back immediately cement the friendship.
What I did was I texted him at 4:13 a.m. this morning because I thought when he gets that text, he'll think, oh, the Moon Man's up pretty early. He's a tough dude.
You texted a man, regardless of the fact it was Russell Crowe, at 4:13 in the morning.
It is so impressive.
It is impressive.
People wake up at their hour and they go, God, how hard are they working?
Yeah, it's a bloke thing where you just go, look how early I was up. And no, it's pathetic, isn't it?
It's really pathetic.
It is pathetic. We know it's pathetic, but we will continue to do it.
Right, just calling you out.
I sent Russ a text saying, morning, Russ. I'm in Sydney this morning, Melbourne this evening. Everything is tickety-boo. Oh, how's tricks, Moon?
How's tricks? Are you too?
Okay, no, please, did he reply to that?
Straight away.
He's up at 4 a.m.
See that? It came straight back. No time lapse. All good. I'm in Melbourne tonight. Cocktail this evening. So he's hit me up with a cocktail.
Can I tell you the thing I'm learning about this conversation, honestly, all sincerity? If he is texting you and Mick Malloy and asking what you're up to, he is one lonely guy.
Well, okay. Hold on.
That's not Moon's fault.
No, he might not be lonely. He might want to have a friendship with the Moon Man.
I got a new theory. He's heard about you taking the mickey out of him on radio and he wants to cocktail his code word for hitting you with a broadsword like Maximus in the arena, hitting you like he hit Tom Cruise in The Mummy, hitting you like what other fights
Moon,
has he had?
Here is your challenge
the
for this evening.
Man.
He wants to kill you.
Are you going to see him tonight?
No, I can't see him tonight. He followed up with, if you're in Sydney on July the 28th, that's this Saturday, I'll be at the South Parramatta game. So, you know, I could get on board the Rabbitoh train.
Oh,
this
hello.
Could be,
flip-flop.
I could ride it all the way to...
my God.
I could ride this baby to premiership town.
No, mate, you're at a race day with us is what you're doing
you
Saturday.
The races.
You're not doing
can
that.
Can you say, Russ, hey, come to the races.
Come
to the races.
Get come in. On.
Go on. Let's see how good a mate you are.
Actually, it's July the 28th, South versus Parramatta.
That's next weekend. Oh, you got no clue.
Okay, when you are going to see him, I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to make
catch
him.
Catch the phone before it hits you in the side of the head.
Good morning, Ross, if you're listening.
If he ever finds out, he is going to kill you.
A couple of upstrokes from me. You're an early riser, I wrote. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the front bar tonight, and then I'm in Melbourne on Saturday. And he's got, I'm in and out of Melbourne for the next month, mate.
What's he up to?
He must be around Saturday. Something.
Yeah, he's shooting something.
I'm just wanting to hang out with me.
Ask him if he's auctioning off any more gear.
Let me know if you're around July 28th. Like I said, Rabbitohs, Parramatta. So that's where we stand right at the moment. I've got to go to that game, don't I?
Basically, he's told me.
He's told me twice I need to.
He's asked you twice.
If you
knock him back a third time, the friendship's over.
Right.
Either that or he's trying to lure you into a death trap because you've been impersonating him, and he's going to be like, what was that movie with the bow and arrow?
Robin Hood.
He's going to take you out from 300 metres, arrange to meet you somewhere. Where's Moon today?
Just like
he was supposed to meet Ross.
Just a warning one into the thigh. No! No, Ross!
I'm just going to say that I swear by this. It came out as a book in 1995 by a man by the name of Gary Chapman, and he came up with a theory about relationships and love. And the book is called The Five Love Languages. Mm. And basically the premise is that all of us on the planet have a primary way that we show and receive love.
Okay.
And if you can work that out within your partner and also yourself, you can make your relationships a lot more successful because you start to talk to your partner in that language.
So Gary wrote this. Gary. Is that right? Now, Gary writing about love.
Yeah.
You know how they say don't judge a book by its cover? If the cover's got the word Gary on it, maybe pass it by.
So what's love about Gazza? I'll tell you.
Yeah. I do love a bit of self-help, so I'm right into this sort of stuff.
Okay. I know Robin is, so I'm prepared to listen.
There are five primary love languages. Here they are. Hmm. Words of affirmation. So that means that you will feel loved if someone says nice things about you.
So language, basically.
So language-based. On the flip side, if someone says nasty things about you, you feel very unloved.
Oh, I don't like anyone saying anything nasty.
Okay. Yeah. Number two.
But I don't need good things said.
Okay, number two, quality time. You like someone to spend time with you. If someone is showing they love you, it's because they prioritize you and they want to come and hang out with you.
Okay.
I would actually think that's one of yours, Greg Martin.
So you've got to make time for the people you love.
Love, right?
I like mowing. I like...
Okay, hang on. Mowing's not on the list.
If you're in love with your mower, then mowing.
Geez, that's dangerous. Careful where you put it in.
Number three, receiving gifts. Now, that doesn't mean that someone's materialistic. It just means that they like, if you want to show, and I'm a gift receiver, if you want to show me that you love me, then think of something I'd really like and give that as a gift to me. Right? So it's often a thing.
I'm a great gift giver.
Yeah, see? So therefore you must find it as a good love language. Number four, acts of service. Now, this is the other one I think you're really good with, Marto, because when you want to do something nice for someone, you go and do a job for them.
Oh, that's all I do.
That's right.
That's how
you're showing someone.
I do stuff for them.
Yeah, that's stuff.
It's not just Kath, it's your friends. I heard you say to our producer who'd forgotten to put his bin out, I'll come around with my trailer and I'll take it down the dump for you. That's an act of love.
That's all I can do. That's all I got to offer.
No, but that is important to you. So when someone does something for you that you can't do yourself, that makes you feel appreciated.
Oh, people do stuff for me too.
That's right.
I love that when people do stuff for me.
There you go. We have now found Greg Martin's love language.
What does that mean? I should join the Lions Club or Rotary?
Apex.
And the fifth and final one, which I do think a lot of men are into, is physical touch. If you want to be shown that you're loved, you will hug someone.
Oh, I like hugging.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
secondary. It's not just about the horizontal Highland dance. It is about that. But it's about being touched and being, stroked and hugged. And
so what's mine? Okay. Well, so have we decided I'm just out? I just
I think
stuff.
You're an acts of service
like
guy and you appreciate it and you're secondary because you can, I mean, most of us have like
have
all of them, but you have a secondary as well. So I'd say your secondary is probably affection and physical touch. And the thing is that if you think about this, guys, seriously, sit back and wonder what it is that your partner values. Of those five things, which is the one that actually speaks to
them? Can you
help
me out? Well, so you know Kath a bit.
Yeah.
What's she?
I think Kath would be quality time. I think she likes it when people... would that be right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think she's probably affectionate.
Yeah. But you guys hang out a lot together. It's not like you're an absent husband down the pub or the golf club.
No.
So what does Kath like?
Me to get out of the shed and come up and talk more.
Quality time. There you go. And Moon, you are without a shadow of a doubt, words of affirmation.
Oh, what
really?
Is that? Which one's that
that's
again?
That's what I love the most.
Yeah, geez,
you're
love
good,
language.
Moon. You are so good. Is that what he wants?
Yeah,
how good?
One of the great fence sitters in the world of the media is Darren Lockyer, former Broncos and Origin captain. Will never say anything controversial.
Why is that? Is it because he wants to be liked?
Brand Darren is very valuable. You've seen the number of ads he does, so you can't say anything controversial if you want to keep Brand Darren going. Okay,
so
squeaky clean,
right?
So, in your opinion, he is riding the picket like a jockey.
Oh God,
he's got splinters in his derriere. He's got a rail between his crunker.
couldn't have put it better myself. But last night on Channel 9 News, he actually said something, and especially something demeaning to the Broncos. Take it away, Daz.
Do you think they can still win it?
Not with their inconsistency. I think to win the premiership, you need to be consistent because to make top four, you need to be consistent. They might turn it around against the Panthers this week. I don't know, but I don't think it's good enough to win the premiership.
Okay, but aren't they at number eight?
That could have said, nah, they're crap, but he took all those many words.
That wasn't Darren Lockyer. That was Marge Simpson's sister.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but aren't they at number eight at the moment on the ladder?
They are at eighth, but an analysis of their run home. Now, they're at eighth on 22 points. So the Raiders, and I know Moon has a soft spot for the Raiders because he lived in Canberra for a while.
Their
run home. There's seven games left, okay? Mm-hmm. The Raiders have six of those seven games are against teams above them. That's probably how you judge it. So they're Gonski.
Right.
So the Broncos will stay safe. They've got four games of teams above them, three games against teams below them.
Right.
That's not great, okay? Starting with this Friday night. And I tell you what, it's not just Lockie, it's Wally also. What did you say last night, Wal?
In the Broncos-Panthers game at Suncorp, I favour the Panthers to sneak home.
I don't think I've ever heard Wally maybe once before tip against the Broncos. Everyone's coming off the bandwagon.
They just sound like they're rats jumping off a sinking ship.
Oh, rats. But I think they're just
Maroon
being logical.
Rats.
Well, I think where's Wally sitting in the tipping?
Listen,
I'm
the Mexican here. I'm the import. I'm the guy, the cockroach that's come across the border from down south. I've been to, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I've been to a Broncos game this year. How many Broncos games have you guys been to?
Zero. I'm going tomorrow night, though. My first 1-0 for the season.
It's Robert? On the telly?
Yeah
that's right. I haven't missed one on the telly this year.
Brendo?
Oh, I go for the Panthers, so tomorrow.
Brendo's coming tomorrow.
So I'm the Broncos supporter here. Right. I'm the Raiders supporter and the Broncos supporter.
All right, Broncos supporter. What do you think about Wayne Bennett and his change of tune? If you remember in the old days, you remember Petro Sivanisiva, remember Petro, one of the great servants of Brisbane, said at one stage, I don't pay too much for props. Petro had to go to Penrith. Remember Glenn Lazarus, I don't play too much for props. I never pay too much for props. This is Wayne Bennett in the old days. Get down to Melbourne.
Why?
Because he believes that he'll pay the spine, halfback, 5'8", hooker and fullback. He'll pay money for them, but for the soldier ants, the ones that do the hard work, he won't pay enormous money. He just wants to pay them a basic wage and they bang it up. Glenn Lazarus, he had to go to Melbourne because Wayne wouldn't give. Andrew G had to go to English Super League. Jason Riles when he was at St George. So Wayne Bennett has never paid money. Something's changed in his mind. Did you hear this last night about that young Payne Haas, who I think is sensational? You know what he paid for him?
Payne Haas is in it for the long haul, the teenager inking a new six-year deal worth more than $3
million.
He's getting more. You know, Kalen Ponga, who played that one side of Origin, is sensational. He's getting paid. That Payne Haas, the monster prop, is getting paid more than Kalen Ponga. This is where Wayne Bennett's changed for some reason and gone, I don't mind paying for monsters. I'll pay enormous money all of a sudden. So,
well, I reckon that's a good investment. Payne Haas, you know, but I did see him get his lights absolutely switched off.
That's right,
against
by
the
a
Bulldogs.
by a fair dinkum prop. And let's remember, Wayne Bennett, you remember Anthony Griffith, who, if I need to remind you, Kath kissed him when they were 16 at Brothers Rugby League Club in
Rockhampton.
When
I thought of that name, I didn't actually think of that story, so well, thank you.
That's what happens in our household whenever his name gets mentioned. You know, that's the bloke I passed at Brothers Rugby League Club in Rockhampton. Yeah. Anyway.
Well done,
Anthony
Kath.
Griffin will be so happy that that's been brought up again on radio.
I love it.
12 times he and Bennett have played, their teams have played against each other. Bennett has only won 3 of them. Oof. Omen, get on the Panthers tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to see the game, we're going to have tickets. Broncos Blitz all day tomorrow morning.
Well, have we got tickets?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Oh, we love the Broncos.
Yeah, very good. Big Breakfast, Triple A. It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show. Triple M.